This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Starting a fight?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that I can fight. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? Same on the mic. And I did not want to fight anybody today. Kalo was like, let's fight somebody.
So before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. And DJ Aim, I know we had our fight in the Animal Kingdom, we had our fight with popular fast food mascots, but with all this talk about like our favorite TV shows, our favorite this, our favorite that, DJ Aim, I think it's about time our favorite cartoon characters catch these hands. And today we're going to be going through the list of pretty much everyone we can fight. Now, our tier system goes 100% can beat in a fight. We're on the better side of, yeah, we could win. It'll be an even fight. It'll be, we can kind of put up a fight, but we'll lose and then lose 100%. So to start things off.
And yeah, this is our bare hands, right? We don't have weapons or anything.
No weapons.
We're just, but they have whatever they had in the show, like how Rick has a portal gun. That's
kind of dangerous because I'm looking at some of the pictures here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get screwed, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
All right, we'll live and die by that sword. Anywho.
I mean, your wife is on this. Let's see.
It depends who you're talking about.
I don't know who I'm talking about.
I'm scouring. I don't know. Maybe. We'll start off with Yogi Bear.
Do you remember the episode of Grim Adventures of Billy Mandy when Yogi Bear was in that cameo? After that, like, if I didn't see that, I'd be like, oh, I can take on Yogi Bear. He's a nice guy. But no, Grim Adventures, 100% would lose that. If it's that version of him, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Peter Griffin. I can smack this dude in the face.
Dude, you saw him fighting the chicken.
Bro, I can ka-chow him in 2 seconds. I don't like his face. I also don't like how people like reference Family Guy so much. Like, bro, wow, this is coming out of a deep place. I can wash Peter Griffin.
Dude, are you saying that you could, if he was fighting that chicken, you saw how
I'll punch him straight in that doofy looking face.
So 100%, I'll give you that. Actually, no, give me a plus.
What
would you say?
Yeah, I would say it'll be a fight because we're big dudes, but, yeah. You know, ultimately. All right. I just want to say, for reference, this is just for entertainment purposes. This isn't a reflection on how we actually are. But there are female characters on this list and potentially children, so.
And animals.
Rapunzel from Tangled. That is such, like, looking at the rest of these characters, why on earth is she here?
Oh, 100% being in the fight. I'll say it.
All right, fair. Is this who you're talking about for me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ahsoka. If she has those lightsabers, 100% would lose. She just sliced me in half.
Don't you want that? Don't you want a woman that can slice you in half?
Fair. Fair enough. This Tom Cat looking dude. This is like a black and white cat. I can throw him across the room.
Yeah, 100%.
This one looks like she's from Steven Universe for some odd reason. 100% could beat in a fight since you did Rapunzel. Bugs Bunny. Wild card here.
100% would lose in a fight.
Yeah, because he might pull out like a mallet out of like a hole he drew.
And yeah, have you played Multiverse?
No, but is he like a decent fighter?
Yeah.
All right, fair.
Look, it's us.
Cat dog.
Me and Finn, I feel like we could because they're always undecided.
Yeah, unless they unify and then we're really screwed.
Yeah.
Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles.
100% would lose.
100%. Samurai Jack, too.
Yeah. Charlie Brown.
Punch him square in the face. Get that oval-looking head out of here. I'm done with you, child. 100% can beat in a fight.
100% can beat in a fight. Because it's
smoke, too, with his triangle head.
It's literally, if he had prep time, we would lose.
Yeah,
if he showed up, don't need it, he's screwed.
Courage, the cowardly dog.
Wait. Before we go there, because we don't have Perry the Platypus.
We don't. 100% will lose.
Okay, all right. Oh, Courage, cash and smoke.
100%.
Dora too. I was gonna say
Dora too.
Yeah, Scoob, put him up there.
Oh, Scoob.
Put him up there. Dexter, put him up there.
Yeah, because he's a nerd.
Ben, put him down. We're losing.
100% will lose because if he does like forearms or something, he'll just rip me in half. Not in the good way. Aang.
100% lose.
100% will. Oh, that's Garfield.
We're putting that in there too.
Who is this dude?
I think that's supposed to be Diego.
100% can beat him in a fight. Blue.
100% beat him in a fight.
Bojack Horseman.
He's a horse. Horses hair. 100% will lose.
100% will lose. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L. Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls.
Just Bubbles, though. There's no...
Yeah, it's just Bubbles on this list.
Who wanted to fight Bubbles?
Apparently, there's some pent-up frustrations in there. She has superpowers, so like...
And she has a temple chip.
100% would lose.
Yeah. Jerry...
I would say it's not 100% I would lose.
Yeah.
but I would lose. So like,
fanboy, put him up there. Put him up there.
100% could beat in a fight, snap him like a twig. Yeah. Chip from Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Not from the not Chip and the Dancers.
No, that's a different vibe. 100% can beat in a fight.
Yeah. Doug, slap him in half, get him out of there.
Doug, nerd. Johnny Bravo.
He's big, he has muscles, but he does not know how to fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We say even?
Yeah, I say even.
Invader Zim.
As is, beat him in a fight.
Beat him in a fight, 100%. Optimus, 100% lose.
Mm-hmm.
Finn from Adventure Time. Is it Adventure Time? Yeah. I'm blanking out on that name. Finn, how are we feeling?
100% of those.
Really?
I'm the fighter, dude.
All right, fair. Fred Flintstone.
Yabba Dabo. Fight up on the same as Peter.
Okay.
Oh, so that's Diego.
100%. I don't even know who that other dude was. Yeah. 100% could beat Diego. Garfield, too.
Grim, yeah.
Grim with the scythe?
Dude, you just knock his head. You throw a bowling ball at him before he does the scythe. Or you go and tackle him. Because you know how useless he used to be when he used to be broken up into pieces?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Without his scythe, he's nothing. And most of the times, he doesn't have his scythe. The kids have his scythe. So if you square up to him,
won't turn it against him.
Yeah.
Jake from Adventure Time.
From within.
Really? I believe her name is Jenny from My Life as a Teenage Robot. She has a bunch of cannons and stuff.
All right, confession time. When I was younger, I kind of had a thing for Jenny.
Yes, same.
Oh, okay, I thought I was the weird one. All right.
Yeah. 100% would lose.
100%, yeah. She was a superhero, basically.
Now,
Jimmy, beat him up, beat him up.
Yeah, I'm about to say Jimmy because he doesn't have weapons. Yeah. Whoever this buff dude is.
I think that's Thundercat.
I'm about to say he looks like Thundercats.
Yeah. 100% will lose.
100% will lose.
My boy.
Superman.
The thing. I forget the name of the show, but it's the same universe as Phoenix and Ferb. This is not power.
I could beat him in a fight. It looks like a dork.
Yeah. No, Mordecai. Mordecai, that's the name.
Mordecai from regular show. Yeah.
I'll say plus. I'll say even.
All right. He-Man, 100% would lose.
Yeah.
I want to say his name's Otis from The Barnyard, the cow, the main character.
I'm literally going to look this up because I don't think his name's Otis.
I want to say it's Otis. It definitely isn't Otis, but like, I want to.
Barnyard animals, cow's name. Oh, it is Otis.
Look at, bro, how do I remember that? I don't know. But,
who's the third president of the United States, Kev?
Bro. Abe Lincoln, because I know you caught me with this the other time.
16 presidents, Abe Lincoln. Go
ahead. See, you caught me the same thing. Yeah, 100% would lose. 100% would lose?
100% would lose. I don't know. He wasn't really a...
I'll go with the same level as Jerry.
Yeah. Nigel Uno.
Number one.
This would be an even fight. Because the gadgets weren't that painful, right. I want to say.
Yeah. Whoever this dude is, I can 100% beat him.
Oh, yeah. All right, Paul.
100% would lose.
Yeah. He just does. Ka-chow. Not ka-chow. Skadoosh.
Skadoosh.
It's over.
All right. Popeye.
She really has spinach on. We're losing.
100% would lose. Bro, this kid from Gravity Falls will.
Oh, why is he? She's my real Ripley. Impossible.
100% would lose just because.
Because Ken. 100% Rick. Would lose. Rick, 100% would lose.
Robin from the OG Teen Titan, 100%.
He got trained by Batman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rocco, 100% could beat him. Yeah.
Scrooge.
100% could beat Scrooge. Frick this guy. I hate him. Snoopy can catch the smoke.
Skipper.
Yo,
you were seeing the Madagascar. They took out humans. They went up and went like...
100% would lose.
Yeah. SpongeBob. You saw him get beat up by a bull and he laughed. You can't beat SpongeBob.
100% would lose.
You can't.
Steven Universe, again, get out of here.
He has powers, I think.
I'm. I will win.
I'm watching now. There's no fun video. All right. Stitch, 100%
lose.
Timmy himself could get the smoke.
Yeah, without Fairly Godparents.
Pun 21. Tommy Pickles, we're beating his ass up.
Danny Phantom.
Is that even a doubt?
I would lose.
Yeah.
Okay. Homer.
I say same as Peter.
Same as Peter. Yeah, they're both in that, like, dad, the cartoon dad thing. I think we're gauging our opponents just right.
Yeah.
I think this is a very doable battlefield here. Johnny Bravo is the only one that really scares me, like, where we put him. Because, like, he's buff. But, like, I think, like, you put a girl in front of him, it'll be distracted, and you can kind of, like, finish the job that way. Maybe.
Yeah.
But that does it for our list of cartoon characters we could beat in a fight. Do you have any reservations about anywhere where we put people?
No.
No? I think this is pretty good. But I have been Kalo, and this has been the Get Comfy Podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Sunday morning, along with the Get Comfy Game Break and Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms, like iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
And I'm on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.